Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. The Dover-based band Hoochie Coochie has been playing rock and roll at venues across the Mid-Atlantic region for the past few years. The quartet writes catchy pop songs with a positive message, walking the line between contemporary garage rock and more traditional funk and blues. And for this week's Enlighten Me, three of the band's members, vocalist Danielle Johnson, bass player Mark Reed, and guitarist Fats Hawkins, dropped by the Delaware Public Media Studios to chat with our Nick Schellino about soon-to-be-released music and upcoming local shows, as well as play a tune.
So how did this band get started? Let's start there. When was it first conceived?
Well, back in like 2015, we were all literally in separate projects. Yeah. So we knew about each other and stuff like that. I kind of had a taste to do something different. I was making a lot of hip-hop at the time with my cousins and stuff. We were in a group called Flow City. It was really cool. It was really tight, but it wasn't feeding me artistically, as conceited as it sounds. And I was like, I want to do something that feels more me. So I knew Fats played guitar, so I hit him up. He was literally the first person I hit up, and I never really.
Yeah, that's perfect timing, too, because I just, like, stopped doing things in my last band. So It was, like, the day after she messaged me and was like, hey, you want to come jam? I'm like, yeah, let's do it.
So how does the songwriting process work then? You have lyrics, you show them to Fats, and that's where it goes?
Originally, it was like I would have some lyrics that I was just working on that didn't really fit with the band that I was in currently, the hip-hop band. And then Fats is just like a natural-born musician. He just plays. He always has ideas.
Bluesman.
He forgets them. And I'm like, play that thing you were playing that one time, and he won't have a clue what I'm talking about. But he always had something. He always had some kind of riff or something really, really cool that fit with the lyrics that I was that I'd presented at the time.
You said that the lyrics for this band didn't quite match up with the hip-hop project. Where do these lyrics come from? What's the message you're trying to put out? And why is that? You said it felt more you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had been making hip-hop since I was like a kid. It was accessible. It was easy. Like, my cousins were into it. So I was like, okay, let's do this. And then as I got older, I think kind of like just the culture behind hip-hop, I wasn't able to relate to, and I was having a hard time connecting to my audience. And I just had a lot of, like, grown-up stuff going on, you know? Like, I had a partner, so I wasn't really into the whole, like, side chick or, you know, thing. I was like, no, I wanted to write about, like, true love and, like, true heartbreak. And I feel like you definitely can do that in hip-hop, but in the group that I was in, it just wasn't, that wasn't the idea. So I was like, well, I don't want to not do it. So I feel like this project is a bit more true to myself and who I am now.
Okay, well, should we do a song?
Yeah.
I think we're ready for a song.
Yeah.
All right, what are you guys going to play?
Our first song we're going to do is the single off of our current EP. It's called Walkin'. The EP is called Walkin'. It's just about, like, love and bringing people together and all that good stuff. So.
All right, Walkin'. Let's hear it.
Oh,
and her china. Oh, I said you won't get like your feet her china. You won't get like your feet her china.
That's a cool tune. That is a very cool tune. So how long ago did you guys write that one?
Walking? That was on our last EP, so before August. I don't know, man. We write so many songs sometimes, like hard to keep. It was a while ago. I don't know, man.
So when's the... Here, Fats, get your microphone over there, man. are you guys working on anything now? When's some new music coming out?
Yeah, actually, we have a single. It's BBW. Stands for Big Bad Wolf. We recorded it at Minor Street Studios with Brian McTeer and his whole Weather Vane crew up in Philly. They're really, really cool. We had an absolutely phenomenal time. It was like we kind of lucked out because it was like a workshop for them, but we got to keep the music.
Yeah.
And we come in there and it's just like everything is just so pristine and like, but like has this old school feel. Exact. It was us. It was like we walked in and it was like, this is it. And then we had this awesome New Jersey artist, Miss Deanna West. She did an animated music video for it. So we're going to give that to you guys, but you got to wait for it. We'll do that song later for you if you want us to, but that's going to be coming out on July 15th.
You did just mention the sort of old school feel, the maybe timelessness sort of aspect. Like, you guys definitely have... just like a traditional sort of rock and roll bass to these like catchy tunes, and there's definitely a modern sound there. But like you said, you know, there's a sort of a traditional rock and roll thing. What are some of your influences? And this is a question for everybody.
Well, we came up with the name because Muddy Waters. Yeah. So that was like an influence for me with a lot of the blues styles we come into.
It's a lot of the Chess record stuff.
Right. We did a lot of Black Keys like stuff when we first started too, because we liked their grungy sound and everything and like that. And we had Alabama Shakes were like a big thing for us for a while, still are. But you know, what else we got? I mean, there's so many different people that we listen to.
Life.
And now we're going through a couple different bands. That, like, it's pretty cool, man. We just try everything out, and now our sound's changing. And now even.
Yeah, like we at our last practice at we were working on this new song, and our drummer Chelsea, she was like, we're not even like really an indie blues band. We're like more like a, what she call it? Funky soul blues. Yeah, a little bit of funky.
Yeah.
I know. I grew up in church, so watching my mom sung. So like watching her sing on stage, I was like, that's tight. That's really tight. I want to do that. And then like listening to other genres and stuff, I picked up on different things that I like, but that like Southern kind of like Baptist singing style for me, like nothing beats it.
Yeah.
Nothing beats that style. So whenever I get on stage, usually honestly, I'm just pretending to be my mom. It's like a whole big game.
Well, there's a special thing about religious music. It's hard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to quite articulate what that is, but it mm-hmm. is a powerful thing.
Yep.
For sure. So, you guys have been on the scene here for a few years now in Delaware. Have you noticed it change at all in that time?
Yeah. We actually have a lot of support. I just had some buddies up to visit me, or down to visit me from Jersey, and we were walking around, even in Wilmington, we were walking around, and this lady was wearing these pants, and I thought they were cool, so I was like, hey, I like your pants, and she was like, I like your music, girl, you got it going on. So, I mean, when we come around here, people are just generally, everybody loves musicians. Everybody loves them.
Yeah, so is it different when you play in other states around the Mid-Atlantic? Is it more of an away game, and then when you come back here, there's more of that local group of friends? Is there any difference there?
I definitely can see the fans and stuff growing when we go out, and I feel like just because of our vibe, like how we have a good time together and we interact with our crowd and our audience and our fans and the new people and the bands, like people just, it's always a loving feeling whenever we're on stage and we get off. People tend to be like, wow, you guys are from Delaware? I drove through there once.
Well, yeah, when I came out here, I had to look at a map to be like, where am I moving to?
Right. But it's cool, though, because you're right next to everything that's going on. So,
well, yeah, I imagine it's a good spot to be a band because you can just drive an hour and you're in a bunch of different cities that
yes.
you can play.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess one more time, where can folks see you guys, hear you guys mm-hmm. in the near future? Where are the shows at?
You definitely got to follow us online. Most of our stuff is just like at Hoochie Coochie Music. We'll be on Instagram, Twitter. If you aren't into big on social media, but you like, you know, you just want to hear the music, you can find us on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music. I think we're even on Tidal, which is like, that's sweet.
Huh, I didn't even know that.
I know, right? TuneCore, baby. Shout out to TuneCore for helping artists put their music online. We'll see. If you're in Delaware, you definitely should come out to see us on the 26th at Kelly's Logan, if you're up north. But if you're down south, we'll be at Miss Spillion River Brewing Company in Milford, and that's going to be freaking tight. We got some new songs. We got some funky soul blues for you for that show. So
it's going to be a good one.
Thanks to the Dover Band, Hoochie Coochie, and Arnick Schlino for enlightening us this week. And that's all we have time for on The Green this week. The stories and interviews you've heard are online right now at DelawarePublic.org. Just head to The Green's page on our website. And remember, you can also check out The Green via podcast at our website, on iTunes, and on the NPR One app. We'd also like to hear from you. Give us your feedback and story ideas on our Facebook page, on Twitter, at TheGreenDE, or by emailing us at TheGreen@DelawarePublic.org. Thanks to all those who helped make today's show possible, contributor Eileen Dalabrida, Delaware Public Media's Nick Schelino, and Kelly Steele. For all of them and the rest of the staff here at Delaware Public Media, I'm Tom Byrne saying thanks for joining us this week. And we'll see you again next week on The Green, where Delaware explores its common ground.